Brian and Karen for sharing. That was a sermon in itself, amen? That is the times we're living in, a time where we need the Bible, and a time where we need Jesus Christ. And Brother Pete Flores, our head deacon, was sharing with me that tomorrow our deacons are having a meeting here at the church. And I believe at 7 a.m., Pete, at 7 a.m. So and there's going to be breakfast. Yes, thank you. So our deacons are invited, and praise God for our deacons. Yes, they serve faithfully here in our church and are always willing to help wherever they see a need. And I also want to welcome the Brunson family. Amen. Samuel and Lori and the children. They're back for a little while. And praise God again for the way that God is using them in the country of Bolivia. That's where they are at. Bolivia. I was going to say Ecuador, but no, Bolivia. And I know they have lots to share of some of the things they have seen, how God has used them. And I know they're going to be here with us for a fellowship lunch. Yes. And in the afternoon, you're going to be here as well. Yes. And they're willing to share with us. If anyone wants to come in the afternoon after fellowship lunch and hear some of the stories, some of the things that God is doing in their life as they minister to others. And I believe your family has grown. Yes. And so they'll be sharing with us some of the things that they are doing in that country. But again, we praise God for the way he leads. Yes, we praise God that we need not be afraid. Is that the type of world we live in? One where we're constantly listening to the news, and instead of giving us courage, they give us what? Discouragement and fear and anxiety. The Bible told us the world would be like that in the time of the end. And so we see these things happening around us. And there's someone you and I can always trust, and that is Jesus. He is always with us. When we have a cold, he's with us. Amen? He's not afraid of us. He's right there next to us. When we're going through personal trials and tribulations, he's with us, amen? It could be relationships, it could be finances, it could be work, you name it. He is with us. And I believe this is a very important theme that the Bible tells us over and over again. I am with you always, even until the end of the world, forever, that's right. God is with us. And sometimes I know it feels like he's not. Ever felt that way? Ever felt like, wow, where are you, God? Why is this happening to me? But the Bible is clear in letting us know that he has not forsaken us. He has not left us. Today I want to share with you from the book of Joshua, a book that many of you have read. And it's going to be Joshua chapter 1. And Joshua had a big task, a big responsibility. And I can imagine Joshua feeling overwhelmed. Have you ever felt overwhelmed? Yes, like, can I take one more thing, God? Are you sure I can? And your body is telling you otherwise. Your mind is telling you otherwise. Your emotions, your feelings are telling you otherwise. And God is telling us, don't fear, don't be afraid, I am with you. Joshua and Caleb were the only two of their generation who were allowed to enter the promised land. Moses didn't enter. Aaron, the high priest, was not allowed to enter. And all those who 40 years before had said, no, there's no way we can conquer this land. There are giants there. There are cities that have walls that reach the sky. There's no way we're going to be able to conquer this land. God told his servant, Moses, it's possible, but because the people do not believe, now you will have to wander in the desert for 40 years. And for 40 years, they wandered. And big trials and tribulations. And Moses, we know the story, instead of speaking to the rock, he what? He hid it. In front of the eyes of all the children of Israel, and they saw the water come out. But God told Moses, because you have done this before the people, you're not going to be able to enter the promised land. But we know the story. Now, Joshua had this big task. And just to put it maybe in our times, how many 18-wheelers do you think it would take to move a million people? How many ferries? How many train loads and cargoes? How many engineers do you think to make all this roads and bridges and whatever was needed to bring them across? And we all know that they were not being welcomed by the Canaanites, yes? They were opposed to the Israelites coming. So they knew they were going to find resistance. But in all this, God gives Joshua a special message. A message that I believe is a message for you and for me in these times in which we're living. A message that we find in Joshua chapter 1. And you will bear with me if we read basically the entire chapter, because I would like to show you the way that God speaks to Joshua. I think it's a powerful example of how God wants to speak to you and me. Is God interested in what you and I are experiencing? He is interested. Is God interested in seeing you and me in the promised land? Amen. Amen? He's interested. And I believe that in his word we find a message for us who are longing to be with him and also be in the promised land. If we go to Joshua chapter 1, we find that after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant. Moses' fearless assistant. Many of you know that the name Joshua is the same name for Jesus in the New Testament. His original name, Hosea. And Moses gave him the name Joshua, which means the Lord saves. Does the Lord save, brothers and sisters? He saves. So Joshua received a message from the Lord. And this was the message. Verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. I can imagine Joshua thinking, wow. Are they going to listen to me like they listened to Moses? And boy, they didn't do a good job in listening to Moses. So if they didn't listen to Moses that well, will they listen to me? Will they pay attention to the words that I have to say? But God told Joshua, get up, go over this Jordan, you and all the people. Verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. Was this a lot of land, brothers and sisters? This was a lot of land. Could Moses bring in a million people into this land? He could easily have brought a million people into this land. But now it was Joshua's turn to bring them into this beautiful land. God turns to Joshua and gives him this message. And as I read this, I want you to listen, because I believe this is a message for you and for me. I believe it will be a blessing. This is what God told Joshua. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Is that good news? No man shall be able to stand before you. Or we could say against you. Do you face trials? We all face trials. But God tells us through his servant Joshua, no one will be able to stand before you. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. The secret was not that Joshua was any better or stronger or smarter than Moses. The secret was that God would stand with him, just like he did with Moses, his servant. He would not leave him nor forsake him. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Joshua, you will have the great task of dividing up the land for the people, telling them where they're going to live, making sure they find rest in the promised land. But for this to happen, verse 7, only be what? Strong and very courageous. Brothers and sisters, I believe that in the times we are living in, we need to be strong and very courageous. Amen? Amen? The world we are living in is pulling us to the right, pulling us to the left. But God is inviting us to trust him no matter what, even though the heavens fall. He's inviting us to trust him because he is with us. He has not forsaken us. Verse 7, only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Was this only the Ten Commandments? Was this only the laws that God gave to the Levites? Was this only the book of Deuteronomy? This was the entire law, all of God's instructions. I see a lot of young people today here. I want to share with you that doing things God's ways is the best decision you could ever make. Best decision. God has given us instructions so that we may prosper. Amen? So that we may succeed. God has given us instructions so that we may live. And live eternally. If we think this is life, wait till we get to heaven. That's going to be life. You will enjoy every second of it. Here on planet Earth, we enjoy maybe hours of it, yes? And if we're very, very fortunate, we might enjoy a few days of it. But there's a lot of toil, isn't there, brothers and sisters? I want to hear the parents saying amen there. Yes. Not easy, right? A lot of struggles, challenges, difficulties that we all face. Do we still face them when we're 80? 90? 100, Betsy? We still face them. We face challenges and difficulties. But God invites us to trust him. And this is what he invites us to do. To to observe according to all that the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. The word there, to prosper, succeed, in a few verses later, is the word sachal. And sachal means to understand, to be wise. For those of you who were here at the end, December 30th, my brother-in-law shared something regarding the maskilim, same root word. And prosperity in God's eyes is to act wisely, to do righteously. That is success. And that is exactly what he wanted to see in each one of his children, acting wisely and righteously. Verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Is the message clear, brothers and sisters? Very clear. No doubt about it. What God is trying to tell Joshua, I am with you. I will not forsake you. I will go with you wherever you go. Only be strong and of good courage to do all that is written in my word. Did Joshua pay attention to these words, brothers and sisters? He did. In fact, right at that moment, the next section here in your Bible, some of you might have a little heading that says the order to cross the Jordan. And in a few verses, basically, Joshua tells the people what God first told them about crossing the Jordan and possessing the land. Verse 10 tells us, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you will cross over the Jordan. Now imagine having to tell that to 1 million of your relatives. Any of you had those trips where you go with family, you travel with them, and the bigger the group, the harder it gets, yes, to make everybody happy and coordinate everything and the logistics of where we're going to eat, where we're going to stay, what we're going to do. Everyone has an idea, yes? Everyone wants to do something different. Now, Joshua had 1 million of them. But he said, in 3 days, make sure you have provision because we're crossing over Jordan. Was that a bold statement, brothers and sisters? That was pretty bold. 3 days, we're going over. But we've been walking for 40 years. Yes, but 3 days, we're going to be on the other side of Jordan. So make provision. He didn't tell them what to put in their bags or what to, he just make provision. Verse 12, and to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half tribe of Manasseh, Joshua spoke, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. There were three tribes, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh, and they had already settled on the other side of Jordan. And Moses had spoken with God and spoken with these three tribes and told them, you are allowed to stay on this side. You are allowed to rest on this side. But don't forget to help your brothers and sisters who are crossing over the Jordan. They're going to need your help. So don't forget to help them. And Joshua says it in a very clear way. And I can imagine they had already found their place, set up their tents, gotten their things organized on this side of the Jordan. But again, he told them, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. Your wives and your little ones and your livestock shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan, but you shall pass before your brethren armed, all your mighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord has given your brethren rest as he gave you. And they also have taken possession of the land which the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side of the Jordan toward the sunrise, toward the east. Were the instructions clear? Reubenites, Gadites, half-tribe of Manasseh, you're coming with us to help us conquer the land so that your brothers can have rest. I ask you the question, do you have rest? Do you have rest? I see some heads going like this. Not yet, Pastor Sam. One day soon. Are there ways that we as a church family can help to let others find rest, brothers and sisters? If we have found it, do we want to share that with others? We have several churches here. And by God's grace, we have been blessed in abundance. Amen? If I could share with you, it would take me days. But are there others around us that are in need? Yes. How God is going to call us in these last days to help one another. I'm going to be intrigued to see how he's going to do that. That's how the early church, our pioneers, they sacrificed to help those in need. Sister White would receive message that in Australia things weren't going well. She would call Europe. She would call the GC. She would call North America, say, hey, everybody, our brothers and sisters in Australia need help. What can we do to help? And some would come and say, yes, Sister White, but the ones in Australia, they did not do the things like they were supposed to do. And you know what she would say? You're right. But that is of the past. What are we going to do now? Wow. What faith? Amen. And here I find an example again of God inviting these tribes to, yes, you found rest. Now how can we help others find that same rest? How do you think they answered? Look at what verse 16 and 17 and 18 tell us. So they answered Joshua saying, all that you command us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we heeded Moses in all things, so we will heed you. Only the Lord your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your command and does not heed your word, in all that you command him, shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. Were these the same words that God had spoken to Joshua? Same words. And now the people were saying to Joshua, just be strong and very courageous. Difficult times are ahead of us. And God is calling us to be strong and very courageous. We might think that, wow, Joshua received an important message right at the nick of time. And he had the strength and the courage to move forward with the people of God. But this was a message that God had given Moses. Already in Deuteronomy chapter 31. And I think this is what's going to be interesting for all of you as we read Deuteronomy chapter 31. Open your Bibles. Incredible. We have a God who is constantly speaking to us. Amen? He speaks to us through nature. He speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us through Jesus Christ. He wants us to know that we have nothing to be afraid of if he is with us. Nothing. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 1. Then Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. And he said to them, who is Moses speaking to? All Israel. That's who he's speaking to. I am 120 years old today. Beautiful. I can no longer go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross over this Jordan. The Lord your God himself crosses over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua himself crosses over before you, just as the Lord has said. And the Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and their land when he destroyed them. The Lord will give them over to you, that you may do to them according to every commandment which I have commanded you. What's the message that God was telling his people through his servant Moses? Moses was saying, I'm no longer able to go with you, but God will go with you. Amen? And Joshua, my fearless helper, will also go with you. Verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. This was a message for the people of God. I am with you. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you must go with the people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Can we say amen? Amen? This was a message he had heard already. The people had heard this message already. And God just was reminding them again and again, I am with you. Do not be afraid of what they might do to you. Do not be afraid of the challenges you will face. Will we be facing challenges in 2018? If we think 2017 was hard, brothers and sisters, 2018 is going to be harder. And the kids know it too. They do. I have the privilege of having prayer meeting with several of the women of our church here. And they all tell me this: it's getting harder. It's more difficult. Challenges that we are seeing today. And for the kids that are here today, it will be harder. But praise God that He has said He will be with us. Amen? He will not leave us nor forsake us. During youth Sabbath school, we shared a little bit. And we shared during Sabbath school that we need to be spending more time with God. We really do. In fact, this is what God tells Moses. This is what God told Joshua. Spend more time with me. In fact, God was so interested in His people, knowing His laws and precepts and following them so that they would succeed, so that they would prosper, that He gave this very specific message right there in Deuteronomy chapter 31. And read with me these last verses, and we'll be done with our sermon today. So Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, at the appointed time in the year of release, of freedom, at the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God in the place which He chooses, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and little ones, and the stranger who is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn to fear the Lord your God and carefully observe all the words of this law. Carefully. Am I carefully observing God's law, brothers and sisters? Am I asking God, God, what is it that you would like me to do? What is your will for my life? And that their children who have not known it may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land which you cross, the Jordan, to possess. Can we say amen? God clearly tells us here, this is the key to being strong and courageous. This is the key to success, prosperity, in observing all these things. Some of us might think, well, that was for them. But is this word for us today as well? It's for us. There's a powerful chapter in the book Steps to Christ. What to do with doubt? I want you to read it. If you can't this afternoon, sometime this week. What to do with doubt? It's revolutionary. It tells us that our only hope is in taking time, in spending, reading the Word of God. Amen? Asking the Holy Spirit to open our understanding to what it is that He is calling us to do. If we're still wandering in the desert, it's because we haven't been paying attention. We haven't been listening to the Word of God. But if we do, brothers and sisters, what God can do with a Joshua, what God could do with a Caleb, what God could do with you, what God could do with me, will be amazing. Incredible. And not because of our strength or courage, but because God has promised to be with us. By God's grace, do we want to follow him? By God's grace, do we want to talk about him? By God's grace, do we want to share with others? By God's grace, do we want to proclaim the power to save of Jesus Christ, who is soon to come? By God's grace, brothers and sisters, I want to spend more time in the Word of God, and I pray that you will too in this year 2018. Amen? I know God has plans for this church. I know he's looking at us and watching us, and he's concerned. He is, because he cares about each one of you. He wants to see you in his kingdom. And I think all of us here do too. Amen? We want to see everyone here in the kingdom of God. We think you're too precious to stay here. Praise God for his word. And the message again, be strong and very courageous. Amen. The congregation to stand as we sing our